Hi, how are y'all doing? This is Superfly Say Hi, and this is episode 3 of my podcast. So we're going into another week. White rabbits, you know, that's what you say in the first. I know that's what everyone says in my family. So it's Friday. Yay! Wanted to give you a little update on yesterday was the special buys in Lidl, the garden furniture sale. So let's get into it. So set the alarm really early, 6:30, woo, and got up, got dressed, myself, the hubby and the baby, went down to Lidl, and we were in the queue at 6:45. Yes, 6:45 a.m. We were 21st in the queue. Like, there are some dedicated Lidl shoppers out there who were in the queue and up earlier than we were. So that was fine. It was quite cold yesterday. It was a miserable day, but the husband persevered, stood in the line. I then proceeded to breastfeed the baby in the car while the baby pulled up my jumper and showed everyone. So anyone that was in the little car park and saw the flasher, that was me. Hi, how are you? Hope you enjoyed the show. No one else did. So everything was going grand. We were sort of counting, okay, you know, eliminating, maybe they're going to get a barbecue, maybe they're getting the table set, maybe they're this. So we had good odds, we thought we did. So what happened at 7:50, the staff member came out with the all important bright orange tickets, handed them out to the first 10, those few 10, and we sort of was like, yes, we're next, we're in the next group. He then turned back and started handing them out to a crowd of people that had ran over from their cars, giving them all the tickets. So it was completely pointless us standing in the queue. When I approached then the staff member to ask, was there any garden furniture left? He then said no. And the shop hadn't even opened. They were sold out already. So that was fine. The language out of some of the owls now. Sailors to shame. And the staff member handled himself so well and just replied, be kind, be kind. So myself and the husband jumped into the car, flew up the road to the next Lidl, and the queue was like a snake. Just no. So hopped out, asked, was there any garden furniture? It was told no, that could have been a lie, but we weren't going to queue up there. So hopped back in the car, flew down to the other Lidl that was close by. Now this is 20 past 8 at this stage, 18 minutes past 8, no queue. Like, what was going on? Husband queued up, there was like 3 people ahead of him compared to 500 people ahead of him in other places. He got into the shop, I was optimistic. I said, yeah, I've seen people, the couple beside me came out with three boxes of barista style tables and try to fit them into their BMW. Yeah, it was very funny. The husband came out and I sort of was like, eyes lit up like, oh no, all sold out, nothing available at all. So I sort of just laughed. There was nothing more we could do. We could not have tried harder. So fine, the husband was sort of saying, you know, we'll get a table set. It'll be in the bargain basin in 2 weeks. It'll be on Facebook and for sale in next week for double the money. We'll get one. The couple beside us tried every way to get these boxes into their BMW with no luck. The husband then decided, I'll walk home with the trolley, which, you know, the wheels are going to lock when you get to a certain point, which they did. And we drove by waving our merry, merry, smug little faces. And then realised, no, they're gone home to sit in their lovely deck chair. But then it rained today, so maybe they didn't, but maybe they will during the week. So good on you for getting them. What else was funny was there was a lovely old lady trying to fit an egg chair into the back of her Mini. This, I don't know if anyone was down near Lidl, and if you don't, like, know, these boxes for these egg chairs were like a refrigerator box. They were huge. She was trying to get this, like, this giant egg chair into a Mini. It was a Mini Cooper. The husband, what made it the funniest was the husband pulled up outside the little entrance while the queue was sort of starting to form again. Everyone not getting their special buys, everyone just doing their normal shop. And the woman, and sat in the driver's seat, he was not getting out. For love nor money, he was not getting out. She went in for probably flowers and came out in an egg chair. She took the box apart and put piece by piece into that car, piece by piece. So if that lady is probably not listening to me and never will, but good on you. Good on you. You were not giving up. And then I thought to myself, she couldn't give up anyway because she wouldn't be able to return it because the box is now open, ripped to pieces like some caged animal had got it. It was grand. Some woman came up to us, knocked on the window and asked my husband, did he get what he wanted? He said no. She said the hydrangeas were sold out within 5 minutes. The hydrangeas. I sort of was like, oh, yeah. What kind of crazy person gets up for flowers? But obviously there are lots of us out there. On another note, it was shameful, the behaviour of all of us today. No staff member, no person at all should witness, like have to be subjected to cursing on any level. I understand there was frustration. We were all frustrated. There wasn't enough. There wasn't enough. But it doesn't mean that we have the right to curse anyone. There was no togetherness going on, and it was embarrassing. We were short of shouting, careful now, down with this sort of thing, because this is not what we're about. This is not what we're about. We're about making light of situations. We're about looking at the best possible outcome in a situation, looking at the best light of a situation. We're not there to curse and give out to somebody for doing their job, no matter how badly they done that job or how bad it was implemented. That's not us. And I sort of felt really embarrassed by the whole thing. And I also realized, like, this is not like the garden furniture. Yes, it is a necessity for me because I've nowhere to sit in my garden. I'm trapped in my house with my kids and I need somewhere to hide. But would I curse and go crazy about it? No, I won't, because I'm sure Little will re-release them, and I'm sure Aldi will have them out. I'm sure I'll get them on Amazon, or I'm sure I'll pick some up. So we all just need to realize there's crazy things going on at the moment. There's people that haven't seen newborn babies in their family. There's people that have died in people's families and they couldn't go to the funeral. Garden set furniture is not the be all and end all. But it was very funny to watch some of the situations. So on the garden update, complete different note now. On the garden update, we have decided, I say we, as in the royal we, as in I came up with this great idea. And then, sort of like, when you pitch an idea to your husband, ladies, we know. Sort of like, oh, put it, oh, what about? Or I seen this person. Sort of plant that seed, and then the husband sort of takes over, and then it's their idea, and you're sort of, yeah, that's a great idea. But then they start to take all the credit for when it actually works out, and like, well, who thought of it? And you're sort of saying to yourself, God, yeah, moron. So we have decided, myself and my husband, we have decided to maybe do a little extension. I've always wanted a bit of an extension, just that extra bit of room that when I'm cooking dinner or just I don't know, just that there's somewhere that the kids can be around me. Not like we haven't got a very big house, but we knocked down a wall between our kitchen and our diner to sort of open that up. But the kids aren't going to sit at the kitchen table, like they're it's not going to happen. And we need the kitchen table. It's not like I can move it out. So I would love a sort of a room maybe with like sofa and the kids' toys that I can watch them play, and they can be sort of in the moment instead of. I don't like kids being up in their room. Well, kids, I don't like my kids being up in their rooms for a very long time. I feel I want to hear their voices and I miss them, and I want them to be around. So this is an idea that we have. We're hoping it works. We have a lot of drains because we live on sort of the end, a lot of drains, a lot of pipes and stuff. So getting back to my garden, sorry about that. Mammy duty calls. So in our garden we have a lot of pipes and waste pipes, and it's just a lot of stuff to move. So we wanted it on one side of the garden, and I was sort of convinced that's where it's gonna go, it's gonna look amazing, this, that, and the other. When I thought about it and I sort of had an idea in my head of what I wanted, it just wasn't gonna work that side. So we decided that we're gonna do it sort of off the kitchen. A lot of the stuff is already sort of done there anyway, and there's no pipes to move, there's no real it's not interfering with anything. So I just feel like maybe, this could be the naive builder in me, I think it's just going to be a little bit easier. Well, I hope it's going to be a little bit easier. So my husband, he knows a lot of people, so his builder friend is going to have a look at it for us and sort of like tell us whether it can be done, because I'm one of these people that sort of their imagination runs away with them. Anyone else like that? You have this idea and then you're like, oh, this, and I'm gonna have this, and you're sort of decorating the room before it's even built. I know I was picking like flooring. I was like, bifold doors, normal doors, windows, Velux windows, what kind of, what size? Do I want electric blinds, manual blinds? What do I want? So bringing it right back, because I don't want to run away with myself, because I have in the past sort of got myself so hyped up and sort of like nearly stressed about it because you think it's happening tomorrow. So brought it right back, and gonna wait to hear what our friend says, whether we can, can't, or otherwise. See then, and then sort of get excited about it, which I'm really excited about. I just feel like this could be a really good idea. It's something to put energy into. So if that works, I won't even need my little garden furniture. So, win for me, I hope. And then in relation to the decking, because it will take a load of the decking off, less staining, less painting. So, and then the rest of the garden can just sort of be changed around. Definitely get rid of one of the sheds, we don't need two. So that's sort of what I'm hoping. I don't know why I didn't think I was gonna get a lot done in a week, but I thought I was gonna have I had a fixed plan on Monday. I spent the weekend thinking of it, coming up with ideas, and it's sort of done a complete flip, and I'm sort of excited now. It could do another flip, but I'm really sort of, I think I'm more driven now, and it's not just because I didn't get the garden furniture and little, I'm not angry about that anymore. But I definitely think this might be a good idea. It's something I've always wanted, and I think it might really work and solve a lot of problems. Because I have no utility room. I'm in one of those old houses that they didn't build utility rooms, and I really sort of miss a utility room. I had one in my parents' house. It was just one of those rooms that was very, for me, underused. Like I was a tiger girl. I used to, buy pennies, dump it. Buy new, dump that, so there wasn't much washing done in relation to me. I would buy stuff and dispose of it and buy new stuff, and that was just that's what I did in my late teens and early 20s. So I really sort of miss a utility room to have that place where I can, put the kids' stuff, sort of, lock it away, close the door, remember in a week after you get this funny smell and you realize it's not a cloth in your sink, it's the children's uniform, it's moldy. So I definitely wanted to get something sorted there, and I just couldn't come up with a solution. No matter how many kitchen designers I went to, or how many apps I had, I just couldn't figure it out. So I'm definitely hoping that this might be the solution that we're all hoping for, and then I'm like a happy girl for like a year, and then I'll decide that I want like a new driveway or something. No, only joking, the husband's listening, I won't be asking for a new driveway. I love getting work done. I get excited about it. But also, I don't know if anyone goes through these stages. The excitement, then you get stressed, then you want it done, then you sort of regret starting it. And then when you see towards the end, you get excited again, and then you're just, yes, this is beautiful. Like how fast that was. And you look back laughing, oh, that was the easiest thing in the world. A bit like childbirth, You think back, God, that was just a miracle. That was so amazing. And your husband has this like traumatic looking face on it, going, yeah, I remember everything, you don't. So I'm hoping that will happen. Maybe in a couple of episodes I might be able to revisit and give you an update on how we're getting on. Going forward for my next episode, my husband's birthday is next week. We had great plans of having barbecues and family over and doing things, and unfortunately I don't think that's gonna happen. So I had the bright idea of doing anyone else balloon garlands, you know, you've seen them all over the place. I'm like, I could do that, you know, nothing else to do. So ordered like a balloon blower on Amazon and a load of balloons. Great, had great fun, me and the daughter blowing up a few, testing it out, you know, you had to test a new toy. And now my son has a fear of balloons because they kept bursting, and for some reason bursting around him and landing on his head. So now he's petrified. He keeps saying, no, when the balloons come near him. So it might just be a load of, not inflated, is that the right word? Inflated? Deflated? Non-inflated? Balloons just like sellotaped to the wall within, like, you know, shot a picture. Like, this is what it was meant to look like. Very sorry. This is what it turned out like. But also, I'm struggling for a birthday present. I really am. I'm going to make a cake. Because I just, normally we would get a cake off my husband's cousin, who is the most amazing cake maker ever. She does all our cakes. I would never go anywhere else. But I just feel like it would be such a waste, and a waste of her time, to make a cake for no one to see. And then, you know, we're left eating a cake and I end up, you know, undoing all my hard work that I'm currently doing and working out. So I'm just struggling. I'm struggling with presents. I'm struggling with present ideas. My husband's one of these, you know, whatever you get me, and then, okay, you got nothing. And then it's like, really? You got me nothing? So I'm really struggling with what to get him. So any ideas, please send them my way, because it'd be greatly appreciated. So that's it. I hope we're all keeping well, keeping safe, you know, not cursing at any staff over frustrations. And again, thank you to anyone who's on the front line, nurses, and we're all in this together. And as the little staff member said, be kind, be kind, be kind. So see you later. Take care.